Good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw. We are back and better than ever. I feel good. Do you feel good first week of the year? It can be a little weird. I told you the first Monday of the year is the mundiest Monday of the year. Then Tuesday shows up and you're like, all right, now Wednesday feels like you've been working about 12 days. The first Wednesday of the year feels like you've been working about 12 days nonstop. And now you're like, okay, Friday Eve. It is Thursday, right? I have it right, Barbara? Is it Thursday? Okay, all right. So now you're feeling good. I'm excited because I get to volunteer at Naomi's school today, which is going to be fun. I don't even know if she knows I'm coming. It's always exciting when your eighth grader sees you walk in the room. So that's what I get to do today after I get to hang out with you. It's a ton of fun. We have been really focused on starting the year in the right way because I know that you want to do that. So let's go back and review what we have talked about because we had Brad Stolberg join us on Monday morning with the Way of Excellence. That was Monday, and he set up how we can start with excellence. His book comes out later this month, Inspire Members. I have a copy for you that I'll share with you on Monday how to get. So that's good stuff. So Brad was Monday. If you missed it, go back and listen to it. Podcast version on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. Go back and listen to it. And you're good. And then this week, what I've done is taken some concepts from the book, and I'm attempting to make them relevant to your business because he's speaking to everybody here, right? He coaches athletes and entrepreneurs and all sorts of people. So I'm going, well, how do we then make it real estate relevant? And yesterday we talked about the importance of, having great systems because that system is what will outlast your motivation. And the reason I talked about this is because when you start the year off, you're likely highly motivated to do some new things, and then the first working Thursday of the year shows up, and some of that motivation might drain, and so you need really good systems in place. Now, if you missed any of this, by the way, do you have the Instagram? Go to at James D. Shaw, at James D. Shaw, and I posted just a quick little, maybe 4 or 5 slide recap of the key points from that message from yesterday about why your systems matter more really than your motivation, that your systems will last, your motivation won't. And I included a short clip from the call just about, I think, what the key difference is between those agents who are operating at a high level and those who are struggling a little bit. And I think there's a simple difference. So that's on the Instagram. So if you go to at James D. Shaw, you'll see it right. It's got a nice picture of me looking happy. And then we've got some different slides that you can go through. So at James D. Shaw on the IG, feel free to comment on it or share it. Now, today at the top of the hour, we're going to do the next piece of this, which is I want you to shorten your time frame. And here's why I say this. You have big goals for the year, but staying on track and on purpose for something that's way far away can be very, very difficult because it doesn't draw us to it when it's a year from now. So we're calling it shrink the time horizon. I want you to take your goals and chunk them into manageable small pieces so you can have consistent wins and feel momentum as you go. That's what we're gonna do at the top of the hour. And I've got some research from Harvard, they're smart there, and some other stuff that we'll do about shrinking the time horizon. But I wanna start off now, finishing up our conversation from yesterday about really being committed to systems because those systems will outlast your motivation. And there were 11 hands up that we did not get to yesterday. So if you were one of those 11 hands, we've got nearly 1,000 on the call already at 7:39. If you were one of those 11 hands, I want you to put your hands back up because I want you to be able to share what you were saying. But I'll give you a recap for those of you who missed it. And again, you can go to my Instagram to get the recap, but I'll give it to you now. You do not have an issue with motivation. You are highly motivated people or you wouldn't show up on this call. What you have to remember is motivation is finite. It doesn't last forever. It runs out. And so what we need are systems. And so if you're finding that you're getting things going and then they're falling off, don't say, I just need to get more motivated. Let's go back and say, what system am I missing? Where's my system gap to make up this challenge when I'm not motivated? Because motivation runs out. It collapses over time. And so then here's the next part. Your environment matters. Well, you all know that or you wouldn't be here. So you get into an environment that's talking systems and strategy, you're more likely to do the work that you said you were going to do. I told you yesterday that I don't think high producers are more motivated. I think they're more predictable. that they have simple systems in place to be able to help them. That was the key. But again, you can go back to my Instagram and see the recap. Let's hear from you. Those of you who had your hands up yesterday and I didn't get to, and I'm going to bounce around a little bit, so don't get mad when I don't call on you in order. We're just going to have some fun this morning. But we will start with Janine Garcia, who we haven't heard from yet this year. Good morning.
Okay, so the way I see it is motivation is motivation equals responsibility equals systems. Why do I say that? When we arrived with $500 in a suitcase, we didn't have a job, we didn't have anything. We had motivation was definitely there, and we had to come up with the systems. So now, for us, if we don't follow a system, it's because we're not responsible of what we're doing. And we're not being responsible with our future, our relationships. And also, we don't want to disappoint our family and our friends here at Pivot Shift. Everything that we've learned in the last 4 to 5 years, it's been through James, and all the people around you, like early birds this morning, everyone. Yes, we kind of learned about the what's the first system that they teach at KW, the one that they want everybody to do. I don't even remember. I didn't do it right, to be honest. But once I sat down here every morning, I learned something. And it's like I've gone to the university now. I feel like I have a college degree in real estate, all because I match my motivation, responsibility, and systems. Thank you. Thank you for letting me.
Janine, I want to go to something real quick. If you come here with $500, you and your husband come here with $500, you are highly motivated.
And 3 kids.
And three kids, $500 and three kids, you're obviously highly motivated to get something moving. You now have more than $500.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, Janine and Miguel are extremely successful in what they're doing.
This
And
is our 50th year together.
yeah. So how do you keep it going when the motivation to just survive has run out? What's your advice to keep it going?
To keep it going, it's responsibility. You're responsible to keep going. If you don't have responsibility, you're just lazy. You're just not, for us, it's everything about being responsible. Responsible of leaving a legacy, responsible of brushing our teeth every morning. That's responsibility, because otherwise you're going to lose your teeth. So everything is about responsibility. So I guess that I hope that
It
I
does. It
answered the
makes me,
question.
Janine, it makes me think of what Donna Gilbert has said many times. We credit her for this, is that you just have to make the decision. You have to decide that you're going to do the things that are required for you to live the life you want to live. And it will be challenging at times. It'll be hard at times. And yet, if you've got the right systems around you, you can make it a little bit easier. Janine, thank you. Great share. Hey, I
Thank
want to
you.
jump up to George Freelove because we don't get to hear from him very often. He's a really smart guy. So I want to hear from George this morning. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, James. Just to follow up on what she said, I think how do you keep it going? I think it's your innate ability to want to help others, whether it's in real estate or just in life in general. That's what keeps us motivated and moving on in life.
100%. George, thank you, friend. Appreciate it. Janet, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy New Year, James,
You too.
and everybody. I think if you don't have your word for the year, responsibility would be a good one to pick right there. So the system that I'm putting into place for this year is the follow-up after I do my events. And I had the steps leading up to the event, but then I would sort of, move on to the next thing. And I know John Acuff wrote a book that was Start. Well, I don't need that book. I need the book that's Finish. And so now all the people who supported my carolers, they're getting their AM card. They're in the database. All the people who came to the Epiphany party, which was for my church, They are in the database. They've had emails, and now they're getting their AM card with the wonderful pictures. And we had to actually put into place, because we were so busy doing the event here at our house, make sure someone's taking pictures. You cannot, you know, that's part of the project. Don't just throw a party. Make sure you've got the pictures and all those things. So it's the follow-up at the end of the thing you just did, because you ain't done yet until you do those things. You got to finish.
Finish is my favorite book of all time, Janet. And I think because we have a lot of what John talks about in that book is that there are a lot of people who are chronic starters, but we want some chronic finishers. And I'm a chronic starter. I'm idea, 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 idea. Now we're going to do this. Now we're going to do this. Now we're going to do this. And it's the pulling it all the way through that was the challenge. I'll put a link in the chat in just a minute for the book for those of you who are interested. But it is my favorite book of all time. Finish. And Janet, you can read it. You can sit down, read half of it in one sitting, pick up the rest, and read the other half. It's a quick read. John is funny. It's when I was like, I like this dude, which is why we've hired him to do so many things with us. Highly recommend that book, Janet, right?
If you read the first half, though, you need to remember to finish it.
Finish it.
But you can also listen to it in your car.
Yeah.
He reads it himself. He's hysterical. Anyway.
John's great. Thank you so much. Ashley Bearden, good morning.
Good morning. So something that's been resonating with me really this week is starting small. So we talk about these systems and putting all these things in place, and we're all motivated from the new year and want to put all these new systems into place. And something that I'm really working on these first few days of the year is just starting small. Like whatever my goals are, just focusing on the one small habit that's going to get me there.
Yep. That's the answer. Correct, Ashley. That it's not a implement everything. This is one of the, you're an Inspire member. This is one of the challenges we actually have in Inspire is I'll have people who cancel their membership because they go, I can't implement all this stuff you're giving us. And I go, hold up, wait a minute. Something ain't right. You're not supposed to implement all this stuff we're giving you. You're supposed to figure out the way the Inspire rhythm works is attend one call a month, either live or in person, and implement one system or tool a quarter. That's it. And Ashley, we cannot do it all. And the challenge that some of us have in this space, because you're in so many different rooms, I need to do that. I need to do that. I need to do that. No, you don't. If you do it right, the way we taught you to do it, where you go figure out where the business is coming from, you rank it, and then you, what is it that you like? And we did a spreadsheet, Inspire members. We did this whole thing for you, your lead tracking one. We did this back in 15-day business plan, where you go in and you put every single lead source and then how many leads you got from it, how many closings you got from it. It will score it for you to tell you what your top five are. And then you go through and ask, which ones of these do I like? And you probably only like maybe three of them. And then now you can go and say, all right, what is it that I've learned about that I can apply to one of these three things that will help make one of these three things easier, better, faster for me? That's all you got to do. Thank you, Ashley. Great share. Shannon Dixon, good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year. So for me, my system that has helped already two or three times this week is I did the lid exercise back in November, December, and I have that posted at my desk right next to my economic model, right next to my GPS with all of my things on it that I have committed to do first quarter. And how it has helped me is when I get that knock on the door, hey, can you help me with this, or hey, can you, you know, join this committee, or hey, you know, I'm looking at those things and I'm like, does it align or does it not?
Yep.
And, you know, or is it something I have time for right now or does it not? DTD2 is one of my systems. Yesterday I had somebody pop in. I had not gotten through the number of calls I wanted to get through on my DTD2. And I said, I'm happy to help. Not right now. Let me get through this.
Yep.
That's been very helpful.
So good. Someone brought this up at the end of last year, and I'm adopting it too. And I wish I could remember who it was that said it. They said their word of the year is no. And that's my backup word of the year. My word of the year is something else, but my backup word of the year is no. It's funny. KWU, Keller Williams University, sent me an email, invited me to teach something at family reunion. And I was like, I'm good. No, thank you. I want to just go as an attendee and take notes. I'm good. So I declined. And it felt good to say no. It just feels good because you know where your priorities are, Shannon.
Absolutely. Yep.
Tanya, good morning.
Good morning. So two things. If anybody hadn't listened to Mel Robbins' podcast this week, she has James Clear on there. And he said, if you want to build better habits, it's all about the systems. So I feel like the universe keeps telling me, focus on the systems. And as it comes to motivation, I was listening to somebody else talk about this, but they said, if you lack motivation, then you need to define what reality is and what coloring are you putting around that reality. And the way I understood that to be is like lead generation, for example. When you get really granular with your system and you say in this time block, I'm going to do call my DTD do or whatever, or I'm going to do my follow up. And then you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm not motivated. Why is that? What kind of perception do you have? Are you having doubts about what you're going to say? Are you having doubts about whether or not you're going to bother people? Because that's your coloring around what reality is. And how do you work on that to, you know, continue with your motivation and not let your coloring of the situation get in the way?
We talked about that yesterday a little bit. And so I'm putting the link in. This link right here will take you straight to my Instagram with the recap from yesterday so you can go see that. I think we have to remember, too, that you probably aren't going to feel motivated to lead gen. Like, that's not... And by the way, I don't care if you're motivated to lead gen. Like, that's just one of the responsibilities of being in this business is that you have to go talk to people to put leads in your pipeline. So whether you feel motivated to do it or not is irrelevant. I don't think Naomi was motivated to do her math homework last night. But motivation around that is irrelevant. She has a responsibility to do her math homework. She's in eighth grade, but all her core classes are freshman level classes. So that when she gets to high school, she's done with all that. And now she's in sophomore level classes as a freshman and she can keep it moving. She has a responsibility to do it. And as a parent, you don't have any issue at all making sure your kids keep their responsibility. There's consequences if they don't. You hold them accountable to that stuff. Well, you got to do the same thing for you. It's a responsibility to go lead generate. I'm not really interested in whether you're motivated or not. Now, you can go and investigate and ask, okay, what is it that has me holding back or hitting pause? And whatever that is, we've talked about in here. We have a Wednesday webinar on it. We have a pivot call on it. You can go listen to the podcast version. You have someone in the community who you can reach out to say, hey, I know you've done this. Can you help me get through this? Like leverage this. You can go into the Facebook group and say, I'm struggling with this. Somebody went in yesterday and said, I'm new to real estate. I know I'm going to get objections. What are some of the common objections I should be prepared for? And so we shared like six Wednesday webinars on objections and told her where some stuff was in the files. And of course, what do we do on some Fridays in here? We play Next Objection where you can practice that stuff. Like put yourself in the space to get better at that. Tanya, thank you. Great share. Wendy, good morning.
So I just wanted to share two things that have really impacted me this year in terms of systems. Sarah Reynolds OG posted on Facebook about her struggle with weight and starting every year. And to your point, James, she would say, I was very motivated. It wasn't a lack of desire. It was, or a lack of motivation. She wanted to lose the weight. Every year she'd say, this is the year I lose the weight. But what she was lacking, she said she tried systems. She had, you know, serious plans every year. And it wasn't until she was writing the podcast for Empire Builders about what's better than a New Year's resolution that it hit her that committing to an action and not an outcome would be different. And so in 2020, she committed to Q1, just drinking half her weight in ounces every day. That was just her one small commitment. And she did that for Q1. So then for Q2, she stacked on that intermittent fasting. And then she had success with that and then added one more thing to that. And she said, you know, here she is 5 years later. She's hit her goal weight. She's healthier than she's ever been. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to speak to people who were the Sarah of 2019 and 2010 and 2005 about just starting with that one thing. And the other thing was Jordan Fried's newsletter. Thank you, Jenny Wallach, for introducing me to Jordan Fried. And he talked about goal setting as either being, and we've talked about this on here, either a cliff where it's, I'm going to do all the things, work out every day, track everything I eat, do all this stuff, and it's too high,
yep.
and you can't possibly meet it.
Correct.
Or you're going to come up with some hack.
That's right.
And he talked about creating a goal that's so small, you will absolutely commit to doing it every day. And
that's what we've been saying here for
so
6 years.
Small. Exactly. Yes. And so I took those two things and sat down and said, okay, what's one thing I'm going to commit to every day that's going to change? And I said, I'm going to plan the day before so I don't get up and wander and wonder. And no, I'm guilty. I'm sorry. But I just, so every day I'm using Rhett's like success card. And my commitment is every day at the end of the day, I'm writing down what my commitments are for the next day. And it's specific, not just call five people. It's what five people, what 10 people I'm reaching out to. And I have to identify them by name on my success card and the things that I absolutely have to do that day. And then once I get through those, I can do whatever else I want to. But that's like my one commitment for this year that's small enough that I will do it every day.
Really good stuff, Wendy. Tomorrow, you gave a preview for tomorrow because, Wendy, tomorrow is track behavior. So I was originally calling tomorrow track behaviors, not outcomes. I'm changing it to track behaviors and outcomes. I think outcomes matter. I think we have to be careful when we say, and I've said it many, many times, that, you know, process over results and actions over outcomes. And all that is true. And yet the result and the outcome matters. So mm-hmm. So we're going to do tomorrow track behavior and outcomes with the focus on the behavior. What are the activities? What are the little things that you can commit to that are so simple that will get you the results? See, we have to be careful then. And if your goal is to, you know, you want to get to, from, I want to get from here to Disney World today, I have to at least go the right direction at a speed that will get me there by the time I need to get there and leave in time to get there at the time I want. Like, you can't just, and little by little, I'll get there. That's not how it works. You've got to have a plan. So we're going to track behaviors and outcomes tomorrow. Wendy, thank you. That was good. This is a good call. You all are great. Hey, everybody, good morning. We are live on Facebook. It is 7:59. Good to see you. It's your friend James Shaw. We are back and better than ever today. We're all about making sure you start the year with excellence. We had Brad Stolberg on Monday. His new book, The Way of Excellence, comes out at the end of the month. And then we've taken some concepts from his book, and we're making them real estate relevant for you. Today, it's all about, well, I'm calling it shrinking the time horizon. When we set a big goal for the year, and many of you have big goals for the year, the challenge with a big goal for the year is it's so far out that we cannot feel the reward right now because we've got to plod through and get it done. So we're talking about how we shorten that. How can we find wins in the moment and wins along the way that do keep us moving in the right direction? That's what we'll talk about here in just a minute. Before we do that, though, we always start with a couple of tell me something goods. We're going to do three. Got to keep them quick, 30 seconds or less, or I'll play the music. Melanie, Carrie, and Michelle in that order. Melanie, good morning.
My Miami Hurricanes are playing in the Fiesta Bowl tonight for the win.
Hey, good luck to the Hurricanes. Good luck to the U. But personally, tomorrow, I'm all about the Indiana Hoosiers. So we'll see what happens. Maybe it'll be an IU-Miami matchup in a week and a half. Melanie, good luck to the Hurricanes. Carrie Delbo, good morning.
Good morning, James. We just have the best people in this group, and so there's a new agent on my team who was talking about going to door knock his first FSBO, and I was like, oh my gosh, I know who he needs to talk to. He needs to talk to Byron, and so I texted Byron, and Byron connected with him, and I just so appreciate people being willing to do that when we reach out.
Isn't that what I had just said, too, Carrie Dubbo? That is exactly what I had just said. I said, in this space, we either have a Wednesday webinar on it, a pivot call on it, a question about it inside the group, something in the files, or somebody you can talk to. And I love that you helped get them together. He should talk to Rico Roberts, too. Your friend should talk to Rico. Okay. Carrie Dubbo, you're the best. Be well. Michelle, you get the last one. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you. So this is a big something good for me. A year ago yesterday, we lost our home in the Palisades fire. Mm. And my parents, who are 98 and 87, have just signed the contract to rebuild their home. And we are, after a year, now finally able to move forward. Mm. And that was huge for our entire family. And watching the recaps yesterday on the news and bringing it all back, I just want to give a shout out to my parents, because who would think at 87 and my 98-year-old dad, they would be faced with a brand new future they have to create from scratch. So enjoy and love what you have. It's just stuff. The people matter. And surround yourself with those who are going to invest in making sure that you make sure you're okay. So thank you for letting me.
Michelle, thank you for sharing that. And cheers to your parents for rebuilding. And our prayer and love and thoughts still go to that community. I'm so proud of how this Pivot community showed up. We were able to get, we were sending gift cards after gift card after gift card out to the agents in California to be able to help them get through that. Michelle, congratulations to your parents who are moving forward, and I'm just glad they're doing all right. Thank you for being here.
And thanks to Pivot Shift for contributing to their GoFundMe. I did mean to say that. That was huge for us. Thank you.
We love helping out. It's something, this is one of the most caring groups of people on the planet, and we love to support one another. Michelle, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You know, folks, when you're able to give, by the way, to something like that, to support Michelle's parents and the other people in that community and other communities when things happen, you're able to do that when you have a really effective business that's running. So you can help take care of others after you've taken care of yourself. But if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of others. So you've got to go take care of yourself first so that you can help your community and others around you. And the way you do that is having the right perspective about how to run and facilitate your business in such a way that it brings you the result that you want. And we are committed to that in here. I want so passionately for you to be able to hit your goals and succeed and impact your community and live the life that you want to live. And so that requires us to look at success and strategy a little bit differently than maybe you'll see in other spaces. And so that's why this week we've been taking the concepts from Brad Stolberg and chunking them down and making real estate relevant. And so today I want to talk about this concept of goals and why it's important that you shrink the time horizon. In other words, that you don't, you know, I know you've set an annual goal and you want great things to happen as you pursue that, but how do we shrink it down so we can actually maintain progress toward it? Because as we learned yesterday, momentum doesn't last. You need really good systems to help you do that. And then we need to be able to track the right things. Annual goals feel great. We love our annual goals, but they're distant. And when it's far away, the emotion that might pull you toward the goal shrinks. The urgency around it disappears. Think of anything that has a deadline associated with it. When you're in college and you had a paper or a project that was due and it was on the syllabus. So like you got there the first day of class, you're on August 25th, you're sitting in the room and your professor gives you the syllabus and you know that this particular thing is due on December 10th before you go home. And some of you are up December 9th working on it when you had the entire semester. Deadlines force urgency. Well, when it's far away, the urgency disappears. And when the urgency disappears, then what happens is we aren't doing the stuff to create the momentum to get us the result that we want. And then we have to make it up at the end. Some people call it lazy. I don't think you're lazy. I just think you're overwhelmed by the time and all the tasks that you could do in that time. There isn't anybody on this call that's lazy, or you wouldn't be on it. But I want you to recognize that the goal that you set for yourself is a goal that's important to you and that you should pursue it. There was research from Harvard that said that we undervalue future rewards compared to immediate ones. The reward of whatever's you're gonna receive or get by doing the work, when it's long term, when it's a year from now, we undervalue that compared to something that's more in front of you. And this is a pain versus pleasure conversation too. You know, if you do your lead generation, you'll get listings, but this pain of not doing it is so significant that you don't do it. And so you get rewarded by your stress level and anxiety going down. So that's an immediate reward versus a long-term one. The farther away something is, the less motivating it feels, which is why we have to put the right systems in place to push us through that. When the payoff is far away, this is all from Harvard's research, it brings procrastination, avoidance, and stalled execution. We all know this. This is not new. So what's the solution? The solution is to shorten the time. Shrink it down. take your big goals and break them into shorter cycles. Now, you've got a couple of options, I think. Many of you love the 12-week year. I think most of you are probably familiar with the 12-week year, but you may not necessarily love it. And that would be a way to do it. You could break it into quarter increments so that every quarter you're tracking your progress and celebrating some wins. That would be great. I am not a 12-week year person. That book is good. I'm not a big fan of it like many of you are. I'm not saying it's bad. Don't at me. This is not my jam. I'm a monthly person. I like to look at things in monthly groupings because I like to shorten it even more. I don't really care what you do, but find something for you to shorten it. So what's it look like in our business? Well, I want you to think of your business in a sprint. Think of it as, and again, not a, hey, I want to hit 40 closings this year, but shrink it down to, I need 4 listing appointments this month. And am I on pace to get my 4 listings appointments this month? And if I'm not on pace, what changes do I need to make to my strategy or system so that I can be on pace for 4 listing appointments this month? Like, shrink it down to something that you can track, that's easy, that's simple, and that you can change quickly when necessary. The longer the timeline, the more likely you are to quit or fall behind. Where if you shorten it, you look at it more often, it allows you to reset more frequently when necessary and evaluate what actions and activities are working for you. The year isn't won right now, but you can win the week today. Let's talk about some thoughts around it. I want to hear about how you're shortening the timeline. What's working for you to keep you focused? Marilyn Burke, good morning.
Good morning, James. I love this topic and happy new year. So I use 2 tools. I use the 411 still. It was one of the first things my team leader showed me at KW in 04. And I have a daily planner. I had already had that system in place. So I like to set big goals, long-term, year at a glance. But every day it has to be small for me. I have to see it. I have my to-do list. I use sticky notes. I've got a system, and that's what's still working. I love that 411 and the daily planner.
The 411 is a great tool. If you're not familiar with it, it's a kind of a goal tracking tool. It stands for 4 weeks, 1 month, 1 year. So you put your annual goals in it, you break down what needs to happen monthly, and then you put your necessary tasks weekly. Pat does a call on that, by the way, every Sunday, and the link is always in Pivot in the Inspire Facebook groups if that's something you're into. Marilyn Burke, thank you. Savannah Campbell, good morning.
Good morning. I knew you were going to call on me as soon as I was pulling back into my garage. One thing for me that helped with goals, because we've done the 12-week year, I've done the 411, and after 11 years, there comes this just pattern, right? And for me, understanding agents on our team, if they're led by the carrot or the stick, is super important. Yet for our team, we just have a clear goal at the end of the year of what the reward is. And so understanding that your goal is coming from a place of a reward, or maybe it's that you want to pay off debt, when you get clarity around that, then you can set each week with intention going, okay, by doing these activities, I'm able then to pay off $1,000 in debt with this closing, or if I hit this appointment, that means in Q2, I'm going to be able to pay off X amount of debt, or I get to put this much into savings for a trip. So if our team hits stretch goal in 2026, we're going to Hawaii for a week, and our significant others know that. And so they're also motivating us. So yes, it's about goal setting and understanding that, but at the same time, make sure that you have clarity around your goal and what's important about it, and then break it down each week of saying, okay, by doing these activities, this is how I advance and why it's important. Hopefully that makes sense.
It does make sense, which is one reason too why we teach that LID from Gene Rivers, to get clarity about what the business does for you so that you know, and it can help push you forward. Savannah, thank you. Appreciate it. Andrea, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year. One thing that I'm doing now is making sure, like what Savannah just said, that it aligns with you and all of that good, great stuff, attach it to your why. But I want to be invested in what I'm saying in my vocabulary. So I never track my contacts. So now I'm taking a page out of Bree's book, because she always says she gets paid to make friends. So now I'm just like, oh, I only got to make 20 friends today. I don't care how I make them. If I go to Publix and talk to somebody, if I stand at Starbucks and talk to somebody, I just get to make friends. And that I feel like me reframing some of my language and vocabulary is really helping. So hope that helps somebody. Love y'all.
Hey, it helps me, whatever it takes. Bree, you got called out, so you get to go next. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. And yes, we do get paid to make friends if we choose to talk. So my goals for 2026 are more listening focused than they have been in previous years. So I put in the chat, like the four conversations when I was previously on the ALC at my first market center, we had these four conversations basically like laminated and put on our door. And it was an everyday visual. And we asked people to hold us accountable. So if I had a goal of having four listening appointments and I was only at two and it was March, 28th, then I want somebody to say, hey, what's going on with your listing? You know, check me on what's important to me and my goals. So it's basically like the listing appointments, listings taken, closings, and then profit. And of course that wall of value. So if anything is going on the left side of that wall of value, then I know that I need to tweak something. I need to show up more, or I need to ask better questions in order to improve my lead conversion. But those four conversations, we got away from it as a company, but it's a very just finite and easy visual to just stay on top of how many listings I have and what my goal is.
And you've posted that before in the file section of Pivot. So if someone's looking for it, you can go to the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group, go to the file section and just search for it there. You'll be able to find it. I think accountability is a key piece to this. You've got an accountability partner. He called you out in the chat too. I think it's important we have that. Inspire members, last year, at the end of last year, we put together an accountability guide for you so you can figure out how to pick the right partner, what you should talk about, what the rhythm should be. So go check that out. Bree, thank you. Good luck to your Panthers this weekend. Ian, good morning.
What's up, man? So I don't set yearly goals on how many homes I want to sell. I know what activities I did last year and how many transactions that those activities produced for me. So my goal is to simply complete the same activities. And if I want more transactions, I add activities to the calendar. It's pretty damn easy.
And you're happy with the results, yes?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Perfect. Then keep it up. That's the idea. Rico, you're next. We're keeping it in the Carolinas. Rico, good morning.
What's going on? Happy New Year. It's a thankful Thursday. Hey, man, look, listen, I'm going into my third year. I'm super excited. I won't lie to you. The first 2 years, I was actually trying to get out and trying to, get myself together and kind of align with everything that was going on. So this year is really about progressing and going to that next level. I'm the opposite of Ian. So I actually really do plan. I'm a very big planner. So I do it by the year, by the month, by the quarter, by the week, and then by the day. So I'm very, very strategic. So like if you ask me my numbers right now, I'll tell you exactly what I did from the beginning of the year, because I really do track like that. But I like that. I'm into that. So to me, I know like every single day, my goal is to find one buyer and one seller. That's all I need to do daily. But I know my yearly goal this year is going to be 100. So as long as I do 25 by the first quarter, I'm good, which I am on pace for that. So that's pretty much how I measure it. Then I have my coaches. I have you. And then I have my MAPS coach, which I check in weekly with them. I check in daily with you. So, and then I learned from Mr. Dean to prepare the night before, and that's what success looks like for me. So
what I love about it is it doesn't matter which way you do it. Whatever works for you is what you do. Whatever is important to you is the system that you follow. Rico, appreciate you, buddy. Nick Alvarez, good morning in Miami.
Good morning. Good morning. I think this is super relevant in terms of the book that you sent us, Meditations for Mortals, that I just started a few days ago. Because when we're chunking things down and trying to figure out what our goal is for the week or the month or the quarter, an important thing to remember is, which is literally the first, it's not even the first chapter of the book, is that we have these like ongoing, never-ending lists of all the things that we want to do and all the things that we want to get under control and accomplish. And we're finite humans with finite time. We're not going to do it all. So I think that's even before.
And you have to come to terms with that. That's what Oliver Berkman teaches in that book, is that you just have to come to terms with that. Right, Nick?
Right, right. Yeah. So even before sitting down and figuring out what is going to be that tiny attainable goal that you have for the week or the month, you have to realize first that you're not going to do it all.
That's the truth. I'm so excited. Oliver Berkman is joining us at Elevate in London. Those of you who are coming are in for a treat. That dude's a genius. So check it out. Masha says she didn't get her book. You better email Anna. Those things have been sent a long time ago. So email Anna and figure out what happened with that, Masha. But anyway, you got to read the book if you got it. And if you're coming to Elevate, you are in for a treat. And if you aren't coming to Elevate, we got a couple of tickets. So you can go to elevate2026.com and buy one and come hang out with us in London. Rodney, you get the last word, buddy.
Hey, James. Thank you so much for letting me share. So for me, it comes down to simplicity over everything. And I just try to focus on winning the day. And it's okay for me just to win the day because I have clarity over what the tasks are. What are the activities? I have real clarity over it. And for me, I feel like still my only really, really job that I only real job that I really have to do is talk to people, add them to a database, find a way to automatically automate and nurture them. And that's my job. If I talk to certain people and build a strong connection for the day, I'm good. So I try to earn the right to leave early. So how do I earn the right to leave early? Let me just complete the activities for that day. And so I know that because of the clarity, me doing the activities for majority days of the week, over time, consistently, the goals are met every single time by just focusing on the activities of the day.
You have to have clarity about what they are, right? They have to have some purpose or meaning behind them, and they have to take you to the result you want. And Rodney, that's what we will talk about tomorrow, tracking behaviors and outcomes, but specifically behaviors or activities or actions, whatever word you want to use. Knowing that and tracking it and being committed to it is so important. That's what we'll do tomorrow. We've had a good week. This is great. I love all of you. And I'm just thankful that you find this place is the place to start your day. Thanks for being here. Go get after it today. We'll be back and better than ever tomorrow. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration.